G'day, guys. Just wanted to talk about SVB Bank, Silicon Valley Bank. So this is the first big domino to fall in the 2023 crisis. And it's a reminder that you shouldn't have any digits rather than just day-to-day expenses and a few bills held in a banking institution at the moment. And it's also just the first domino in a many to come now. The financial crisis is actually just well underway now. So it's exciting news. I checked the price of gold in Australian dollars this morning and it was 2,800 and something. So it's jumped about $100 since last time I saw it. There's you can't sneeze at that. And it's just that's the devaluation of the Australian dollar. But this is a reminder of fractional reserve banking and why you shouldn't trust fractional reserve banks. So if you're with a bank that doesn't lend digits, then you're in a lot safer. People say, well, how many banks don't lend? There is some out there. Rick Rule's Battle Bank will lend only against an asset like gold or something like that. But Euro Pacific Bank was good because you could secure your digits in gold in the Perth Mint. And they never wrote any loans. So this SVB Bank, this Silicon Valley Bank, is just another fractional reserve lending facility that's been lending out digits it doesn't have, basically. And one of the big problems is when you, on the books, it looks like your assets will cover your liabilities, as in your depositors will not lose their money if half of them decide to take their currency out, then that's fine. Or if 100% of them decide to take their currency out, that's fine. You're just a custodian of their dollars. Then it shouldn't be a problem. So about a third, I think, of the depositors decided to run for the exits and take their digits elsewhere. They couldn't pull the cash, of course, because we're long beyond having, you know, money receipts or money substitutes on paper these days. It's all digital rubbish. And so only a third got their dough out before the FDIC closed them down and took over and said, well, we're going to. So the problem with the assets versus the liabilities is the assets on their books are showing are loans. The assets are loans. And some of those loans are only getting a 3% interest rate. So you have a thing these days called mortgage-backed security. So that's a security that you can buy that's backed up by, or it's a bag full of mortgages. It's a pocket full of, it's a bunch of mortgages put together and sold as a security. So you can buy a security. You can buy a mortgage-backed security where you buy a bond that's backed by a bunch of mortgages and you get an interest rate by owning those mortgages. Now, if you've got a bunch of mortgages on your books, like SVB would have had, that are getting 3%, and the current interest rate now is 5 or 6% for the new bond issuance, the new mortgage-backed securities or the new mortgages, you go to sell that in the market and you're only going to get half price. So your book price looks like you're solvent, but reality bites when you actually have to sell that. And then when you don't hold 100% reserves and you have to sell some mortgage-backed securities to cover your depositors, and your depositors are hemorrhaging your bank and bleeding your bank of deposits, and you have to do that to redeem those deposits rather than have them liquid sitting there anyway in gold or something else, you're upside down, you're underwater, you're insolvent. You're gone. And so the FDIC, which insures these things, see, this is the Enron moment. This is the Lehman Brothers Bear Stearns moment, where the 16th biggest bank in the United States has just gone ass up. And it was voted by Forbes last year, I think it was last year, as America's number one bank. So it's a bit like the rating agencies back in 07, 08 were saying, this is pristine collateral. These mortgage-backed securities are fantastic things. And the Federal Reserve chairman is saying, it's all good here. We've got a strong labor market. Okay, a bank went broke, nothing to worry about. Then you know for sure that we're in for a beauty. We're in for a beautiful financial crisis, which will clear out the malinvestment and get rid of all these zombie companies that are saying that they're worth something and they're not. They're not worth anything, a lot of them. They're just big debt bubble companies. They only survive because they've been able to issue more and more debt. And it's a clear sign when the CEO was trying to raise capital and on one hand, and on the other hand, selling shares in the bank 2 weeks ago, selling shares, billions of dollars worth, because he knew the writing was on the wall. And they always do it. They go, shit, we're fucked. Okay, we'll sell now before everyone finds out, because it's only got a week or so to go. And bang, everyone finds out. The depositors rush for the exits. Let's get my digits out of that bloody fractional reserve heap of shit. Put it in another fractional reserve heap of shit. Too late. It's all over. Only a third of them got their dough back. So the FDIC's insured these things. So anything up to $250,000 and anyone over $250,000, if you've got $1 million in there, they're issuing you basically with a share certificate. So you're a partner in the insolvency. And when they sell the assets off, you'll get so many cents in the dollar. And you thought it was a bank keeping your money safe, didn't you? If you had $1 million in there, you thought it was a bank there to keep your money safe for you, that was liquid at all times, that you could do whatever you want with your hard earned. And today you wake up and find out that's not the case, that when you transferred that rubbish digital currency into that rubbish digital institution, you gave your wealth to them, and now they've made it so that the government controls what happens next. But I'll tell you what about when all the other banks start going broke? I've already received an alert from Stake in Melbourne. I have stocks in foreign mining companies, and they're saying, no panic, nothing to worry about here, because our shares are held with the Royal Bank of Canada and all this stuff. I don't believe it. If they start saying that, I probably should. I've never sold a stock, but I probably should sell them. But what am I going to do with the digits? You know, I can only buy silver with it. But if I do it now, will the truck ever arrive? Will the diesel even be in the truck? Will the order go through and the digits go through to their bank account and then it never gets sent? That's how close we are to a financial crisis. So I'll just hang in there with the mining stocks and say, well, I own some certificates that say that I'm a part owner of a mining company, and see what happens. Because I definitely don't have my wealth all in that. But I got off the tangent there. When the FDIC says it's going to guarantee all these deposits, what happens when all these banks start going ass up? Because the FDIC is working for a government that's broke. It's $32 trillion in debt. And you have the Australian banking guarantee, same thing. We're just a reflection of the Federal Reserve and everything, because we're on the SWIFT system, and, you know, the US dollar. We trade internationally on the US dollar, so we do what the US says. And when all these banks do go broke, they won't be able to. They're going to go back to the Federal Reserve and the Australian Central Bank and say, we need you to turn this around and stop tightening monetary policy and print a bunch of dollars and give it to these depositors. Well, then you get a currency crisis. Then you get a total failure of the system, a total loss in any faith whatsoever. People know they're being paid in dollars that were made up in the basement. counterfeit dollars made up by the Federal Reserve or the Australian Central Bank. What's it called? The Reserve Bank. No reserves and not a bank. That's what I say. So they are going to capitulate. They are going to turn around and lower interest rates again. And by golly, then you watch the inflation run hot. It's bad enough now. I'm talking to pensioners that say even the price of oats is getting to them. You wait until they turn around and go, oh. So what they're really, what they're also going to do is put controls on. They're going to start saying, they're going to bail you in. They're going to say you can't get any of those digits out and pay for anything today. You just got some sort of a limit per day or whatever it is. They're going to bail you in. And so that when that once they bail you in and take hold of your deposits, maybe then you'll know that it was all a scam. And there's people out there everywhere just waiting to get their money back from Enron and, you know, Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, and now Silicon Valley Bank. They're sitting there waiting. Now, we will go to Zero Hedge and see what they've said today. And as we noted before, well, the FDIC noted that SVIB had $175 billion in deposits as of the 31st of December. Note that some $151.5 billion of these are uninsured, which means they get exactly zero, although a sizable number of them likely pulled their deposits in the last few days, which is a bank run. And just like that, Silicon Valley Bank is no more, a historic collapse, which in many ways was faster than Lehman, and which has seen SVIP stock plunge from $763 to zero in 16 months. Silicon Valley Bank, Santa Clara, California, was closed today by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation, which appointed the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, as receiver to protect insured depositors. The FDIC created the Deposit Insurance National Bank of Santa Clara, DINB, at the time of closing. The FDIC, as receiver, immediately transferred the DINB, all insured deposits of Silicon Valley Bank. All insured depositors will have full access to their insured deposits no later than Monday morning, March the 13th, 2023. The FDIC will pay uninsured depositors an advanced dividend within the week. Uninsured depositors will receive a receivership certificate for the remaining amount of their uninsured funds. As the FDIC sells the assets of Silicon Valley Bank, future dividend payments may be made to uninsured depositors. So there you go. Let's have a look. Now here we go. As of the 31st of December 2022, Silicon Valley Bank had approximately $209 billion in total assets and about $175.4 billion in total deposits. At the time of closing, the amount of deposits in excess of the insurance limits was undetermined. The amount of uninsured deposits will be determined once FDIC obtains additional information from the bank and customers. You know, so if they had $209 billion in assets and $175.4 billion in deposits, where was the problem? What was the problem with a bit of a bank run and a few people took their money out? What happened there? It's all on paper. It's all digital. There we go. There's an update at 10:30 Eastern Time. In a hearing before the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee Friday, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the department is monitoring a few banks amid issues at the Silicon Valley Bank. There are recent developments, I'm quoting, that concern a few banks that I'm monitoring very carefully. And when banks experience financial losses, it is and should be a matter of concern. The little old lady that has no idea what's going on. Additionally, Reuters is reporting that Silicon Valley Bank told its employees in a memo on Friday that they should work from home until further notice, stated according to a memo seen by the news service, SVB is undergoing a series of conversions that have not been concluded yet to determine next steps for the company. And here we are at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. CNBC's David Faber reports that SVB has sought an advisor to find a buyer after attempts to raise capital have failed. However, Faber added that deposit outflows are outpacing any efforts to find a buyer. And here's the tweet breaking. SVB, VB Financial in talks to sell itself after attempts to raise capital have failed. And there's a few graphs here showing a 65% decline and then eventually just a dead drop to nothing. SVB Financial Group Chief Executive Officer Greg Becker held a conference call on Thursday advising clients of SVB-owned Silicon Valley Bank to stay calm amid concern about the bank's financial position, according to a person familiar with the matter. Stay calm. Nothing to see here, guys. This is all good. We've not really got a problem, they tell you. Just like 08. But a large number of VCs have suggested pulling cash sooner rather than later. This is a classic bank run. And when the bank run starts, you don't want to be the last guy there, Alva Labs president John Wu said in an interview with Bloomberg Television. However, some VCs said they were standing by the bank. It is truly unfortunate that several GPs and companies are making it a tough decision for SVB worse by pressing the panic button, said G Squared founder Larry Ashbrook. SVB has supported entrepreneurs and GPs at all stages of their businesses, and that partnership should run both ways. Not really, mate. Not really. We'll have to see how the story develops, but something always breaks hard during or after a Fed hiking cycle, says Jim Reed, a strategist at Deutsche Bank AG. Is this another mini wobble on its front or the start of something bigger? Michael Big Short Burry also weighed in on the Silicon Valley Bank last night. Is it possible today we found our Enron, he said. And the tweet was deleted. I don't want to see this is the Treasury economic advisor for the White House, Bharat Ramutri, tells CNBC. I don't want to say more than that right now, but I want to assure the viewers that this is something we're on top of, he says, while adding that this is a highly fluid situation developing. So just stay calm while the bank goes broke. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date, guys. It's just great to see. And I checked the price of gold this morning, but I already said this on the podcast. I can't remember because I had a big break in between. It jumped up $100 in Australian dollars. I think I already told you that. So have a good one. We'll see you on the next one. Take it easy. We're underway.